Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 88. Those who experience grieving know there is no easy way through. For most people, it takes courage to get up in the morning and slog through the daily grind when grieving is at its peak. It is a courageous act to hold on to hope while waiting for the pain associated with grieving to ebb. Our friends and neighbors tell us that time heals, and that with time, we'll move on. Some view the issue of time healing differently. Nina Gilbo wrote in Too Many Sisters, "Everyone keeps telling me that time heals all wounds, but no one can tell me what I'm supposed to do right now. Right now I can't sleep. Right now I can't eat. Right now all I seem to do is cry. I know all about time and wounds healing, but even if I had all the time in the world, I still don't know what to do with all this hurt right now." Does that sound familiar? It did to me. What our friends tell us about time healing is well-intentioned. But time doesn't heal. Time designates a period when our minds and bodies adjust to our loss. How well we adjust depends on our makeup and circumstances. And everyone is different. Some people take a lot longer to adjust. Other people seem to do it more quickly. If there were a recipe, everyone would copy it. I think time does something different than healing. What really exists is an inverse relationship between how long we've been grieving and the level of intensity of our experience of grieving. The longer we experience grieving, a gradual softening of the painful experience occurs. Over time, our memories fade. Our memories, however, do not disappear. They remained with us in a diminished voice. Is there anything we can do while our memories fade into the background and we adapt to the changes in our life? Or do we just have to suck it up until the painful memories fade into the background, hoping one day the sun will again shine, love will again knock at our door, and happiness will walk through and grab hold of us? The research suggests that practicing relaxation techniques can help us. When we practice relaxation techniques, we find temporary relief from our painful grieving experience. We may also discover that, over time, our practice of relaxation techniques help us to rewire our brain and prepare us for the journey that is ahead. Practicing relaxation techniques provide health and emotional benefits for everyone. We who experience grieving and the associated stress often find that we've developed health and emotional problems, ranging from depression and anxiety to a phenomenon known as broken heart syndrome, a stress-induced cardiomyopathy. Symptoms of broken heart syndrome include chest pain, sweating, dizziness, palpitations, and feeling sick. 95% of people who experience broken heart syndrome recover. 6 months after Babe died, I was diagnosed with AFib. I had an ablation and quickly recovered. I thought it was related to grieving, but no physician mentioned it to me. It was only when I was researching for this podcast that I learned about broken heart syndrome, and it all made sense. We who are grieving know that the path through grieving is not a straight one. It has many twists and turns. Even though we may find our journey torturous at times, we continue to walk. We have no other viable choice. Author A.J. Cronin recognizes the struggle and describes it this way. Life is no straight and easy corridor along which we travel free and unhampered, but a maze of passages through which we must seek our way, lost and confused, now and again checked in a blind alley. But always, if we have faith, a door will open for us, not perhaps the one we ourselves would have thought, but one that will ultimately prove good for us. That has happened for me. I hope it's happened to you as well. One of these doors to reduce the stress associated with grieving and enjoy a more fulfilled life is the application of mental visualization. Professional athletes have been using mental visualization for years to enhance their performance. Mental visualization is also used to help people manage anxiety, improve moods, improve their sleep, visualize themselves in more positive and manageable situations. I use it when I go to sleep at night. I visualize a long white corridor with many doors on each side. And as I walk down this hallway, any issues that are on my mind, I'll open a door and pop it inside the door, then close the door, and I continue walking. I never make it to the end of the corridor. I'm fast asleep by that time. Catherine Chambers writes in Mental Toughness, A Psychologist's Guide to Becoming Psychologically Strong, "The mind cannot differentiate between past and future events with regards to imagery in the mind. If you attached enough emotional context and feeling to what you are playing in your mind's eye, i.e. a past memory or a projected future event, the body elicits exactly the same biochemical response as if that experience were happening right now. It's a clever trick which can convince the mind into believing that you have already achieved these things. The subconscious will then go to work in serving up additional and similar opportunities to bring into your physical reality." We can use mental visualizations to help us heal more quickly while grieving. Equally important, we can use mental visualizations to help us learn to dream again and rediscover hope. We can mentally visualize a vibrant and optimistic life. Why not? We deserve it, don't you think? We can visualize a place where we feel alive, a place where we're happy, a place where we are surrounded by love, a place where we feel healthy and filled with energy. We can visualize a place where we know that life is worth living. And we can say with the famed psychologist William James, "Be not afraid of life. Believe that life is worth living, and your belief will help create the fact." During the next several podcasts, I will be providing mental visualizations to help reduce stress and reframe the emotional challenges associated with grieving and turning them into a positive outlook on life. I hope you'll join me, and I hope you enjoy this podcast. You are healing. Never quit. Never give up. And good things are right in front of you. Count on it. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, or want to share your grieving experience with me, please email me at ray.breese@gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.